All right. I knew this was going to come, but I wasn't prepared for who this question came from. But I'm going to talk about it because I think a lot of men who are like in their 30s, financially comfortable, now they're looking for like a woman to settle with, get engaged to, marry, and then start their family. They're not having a hard time finding a woman, but does that woman want to be the mother that they want for their children, right? Some women would love to date you. Some women love spending time with you, love being in a relationship with you. But when it comes to the idea of having your child and being married to you with children, a lot of today's women do not have the capacity to take on motherhood like their mom did or their grandparents did. They see what comes with your life and they see what they want to do as far as goals and career and how they want to relax into their lifestyle. And in their minds, a lot of women get to a point where I'm cool with not having kids. And so I think that's a part of the men who wait before they have kids and they're in their 30s and they don't have a children. They've never had a baby scare with the lady. A lot of women look at them sideways, but nobody's really talking about the men who are great on paper, great in real life, have friends, have a supportive family, date different women, and then they get to a point in the relationship where they want more, and she talks about the more that she wants, but it doesn't match it. It doesn't match the more that he may want when it comes to having children, because a lot of women see how busy men are and how they might not be available in the day-to-day taking care of a child in a home, and they're just like, oh, hell no, you're not putting this all on me. Our mothers took that on a lot more than our fathers, and it was okay. Our grandmothers took that on a lot more than our grandfathers, and it was okay. It was accepted. But there was more of a village when they had a kid versus now. I think when you have women friends, everybody has babies in waves. Like, their late 20s, they had babies. Or maybe they had babies in their early 20s, and now they're stepping into their 30s, and their kids are a bit older, or they don't have to be there as much. And then now you're having your baby, who's going to be like your helpmate as far as like a friend that's a woman, who's going to be your other friend that has a baby too around your age. Like, it's hard. And a lot of women today think about that, because think about it. You need two incomes to survive out here and to work on top of being that mom that doesn't have that partner that you actually wanted to have a baby with, who is available and can help and can make you not feel like you're doing more parenting than them. Oh, women have that in their front lobe of their brain, and it's mostly a no. And some men are with women right now that they think is a possibility, and in her mind, it's an absolute no, and they have no idea. And that's what I'm talking about today. Welcome to She Is a Pod. Okay. I'm going to preface this by saying, and this is no knock to any woman that did, I've never had an abortion. I've never given a child up for adoption. In my life, up until my age that I am now, I've probably taken 3 Plan B pills for good reasons. Okay. But when I was in the creation of creating my children, I knew what the possibilities were during the act. And I was a thug about it, okay? And when it revealed on the stick, I was like, I'm going to be a mom. You know what I'm saying? It was not, how do I get rid of this? It was not, oh, hell nah. It was like, oh, I'm going to have nice taxes. You know what I'm saying? So let's put that right there. Now, when I procreated with these men, it was not in my mind that I want to marry this man. I think this man is going to be a great husband and we're going to have great lives together. No. One of them, I knew, like, if ever a baby possibility would ever pop up, I'm not worried about him being a great dad. I'm not worried about him being there. I'm not worried about him caring. I'm not worried about him, you know, grinding it out, because I saw that for many years prior to that even being a possibility. The other one, I feel like I was running from my life shifting in a direction I didn't want it to shift in. And it was like playtime, but it was also like, fuck these relationships. Let me just give my mom a grandchild from me because she's getting older and she's not well. Okay, it was never about him per se. Because sometimes when you are raised primarily by a single woman who grinds and gets things done and creates possibility, it backfires on the children that watch her do that, because in their minds, sometimes they believe that they too can do it by themselves and it'll be fine. And the reality is, if you're listening and you do not have children already, even if you are financially set, even if you have a home, you have great savings, you have a village, every child needs a mother and father who cares and wants to be there and is available. They deserve it, okay? Even if you do not like that child's father, they deserve to have that relationship. And if they grow up to a point and they're just like, I do not want to deal with this person is horrible, they make me feel horrible by myself, please mom, no, please dad, no, then you figure that out, right? For the best of them, right? But you do not have in your mind, is not healthy, and I had to learn this with my first child, that as a woman, just because you can give birth to a child doesn't mean you can give that child everything that they need as a mother. A daughter needs her father, a son needs their father, or they need a father that wants to be there and will do right by them. Period. Okay. I said what I needed to say. Today, in 2025, the way this financial system is, the way men are dishing dick, how they're dishing dick, the way women are giving up their front, how they're giving up their front. That's what we say in Jamaica. This idea of having an attachment with another human being, aka creating a child, so you can be a rotation in my lifestyle some way, somehow, a lot of women do not want it. A lot of women today do not see the pros in having a man's child. A lot of women today don't have it in them to be mothers. They have no want to be mothers. They want to live a good life, quote unquote, whatever that is to them. They want to be able to go out to eat whenever they want, travel whenever they want, buy whatever they want, live in an apartment for the rest of their lives because I don't need anything more because it's just me. They can date for the rest of their lives and never get married. A lot of women do not want to get married. A lot of women do not care that they're the only child and their parents want grandchildren, get a pet. You know what I'm saying? A lot of women do not want to hear it because a lot of women saw their mothers struggle in a marriage with kids. Even though there was a man in the household, he was not hands-on. And so there's a lot of children that are scarred by that as adults, where they're just like, no, I do not want to be in a marriage that looks good. Basically being the only parent that's hands-on with kids. I don't want a man to ever have me stuck living a certain life that I didn't want in that way with kids. So whenever y'all have sex and you net, she's handling that tomorrow. She's handling that this weekend. There's a lot of women with a whole bathroom full of Plan Bs. Some women have Plan Bs in their trunk of their car. Some women walk around with Plan Bs in their purse. You know what I'm saying? And let me just say this. Safe sex, please. If you do not know this person, do not have this person skeeting in you, raw dogging you. That's how we have a widespread of HIV and AIDS going around right now and other STDs, because y'all are just letting people shoot up the club anywhere at any.
You are now listening to another Shambie Potten podcast, of course. And if you want to listen to the other podcasts, there are other options on shambiepotten.com, such as We're Right with Shan, So What Page We On Be, Creator, Cozy Womb, She Gets It Pod, Call Me When You Get Off, The Real Relationship Rapport. You can also support all these podcasts by leaving a review and listening to the episode from start to finish. If you would like to purchase merch for these podcasts, you can on the Bonfire at the Shambie Potten spot, link in bio. Also, repost the clips when you see me post them. I appreciate it. Okay. And you can also subscribe to YouTube on the YouTube channel, Shannon Pods. Again, you can find me at Shambie Potten, hashtag Shambie Potten, TikTok, Twitter, IG, and the website, shambiepotten.com. Now back to the show.
Time, and you do not want an attachment to them, and that's risky behavior, okay? Y'all are more scared of babies than y'all are STDs, and that's scary in itself, and that's a whole nother conversation. But yeah, you shouldn't be practicing procreation if you're not trying to procreate, okay? But there's a lot of men and women in relationships, in engagements, in marriages right now where that man has it in his mind that I'm going to marry you. Or we're going to get engaged before we get married, because in this marriage, in this relationship, I want a child with you. And that woman will probably nod her head and give you the idea that she also does. And she might watch you and she might listen to you talk about your goals and what you want to do in the next 5 years and the next 10 years. And she might look at how much you work. And she might love the fact that you're an entrepreneur and you make all this money, you make your own schedule. But she's also going to think about, okay, if I have a child with you, how many days of the week will you be home? How many hours during the day will you be there? Would you be able to come with me to my appointments? Would you be able to be available for X, Y, and Z emergencies? Am I going to be the one cooking, cleaning, changing diapers, doing laundry, homework, school drop-offs, extra activities, and you're just going to be at work and bringing in money? Some women do not want that setup. And so if you are a man and you're not willing to convert over to a slower lifestyle so you can be available more in the household, available more on the weekends, a job that doesn't require you to be there as much or be away from the home as much, and you're saying you want a child with a woman, In 2025, she's going to have to see you make certain changes to be okay with the idea of having a child in these times. Does she want to work when she have this child, or does she want to stay home after she has this child? Do you make enough money to support three people? Okay. Actually, do you make enough money to support a possibility of four people, and you need this idea that there's a fourth for savings emergencies? Okay. So that's you, this woman that you're marrying or in a relationship with, her baby that she has with you, or two babies at one time that she might have with you, or the baby that she has with you, and the fact that you need to have enough money, enough cushion for emergencies that might pop up with you, her, and this baby. Because when a woman becomes pregnant, is really giving up her body for the possibility of a life that she hasn't even met yet. There's a lot of women that become pregnant and they carry a baby up until 4 months and that baby doesn't make it. Still life-changing. There's a lot of women that become pregnant and they carry a baby all up to 7 months and then you do not hear a heartbeat. Life-changing. There's women that become pregnant, have to be on bed rest at 4 months. That's 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, 7 months, 8 months, 9 months. That's 6 months of their life being completely changed, their body growing, them being uncomfortable, them having a certain diet, stopping going out all the time, stopping being in the city. They can't wear their clothes. Sometimes your shoe size changes when you're pregnant. All these changes. And you married a man whose life is really not shifting other than preparation, other than finances, other than I gotta be able to see if she needs something. Most men, because I'm sure there's some men out here who will go with you to every appointment. Never experienced that. Most men are not going to with a pregnant woman to every appointment. Okay. Because every man doesn't have a setup with their work life or their day-to-day life where they can do that. Okay. Most men are not taking maternity leave to spend time and bond with a new baby like most women will. Most jobs do not provide men with good maternity leave so they can bond with the child that they did not carry, right? And I think that's very important. I've talked about that on Cozy Womb Podcast. Men need time to bond with a baby, okay? It's very vital. Mentally, emotionally, physically, it just brings understanding and appreciation for you and the baby. It's a lot to wake up early in the morning, get yourself ready, get a baby ready, get ready for work, cook, pack for a baby, pack for yourself, put a baby in a car safely, get to work on time, drop that baby off, pay for that daycare. Daycare is super expensive. Daycare is like having another mortgage. Okay, baby clothes are expensive. Baby formula is expensive. Even after you have that baby, you've been going to the doctors once a month or twice a month for the last 9 months when you're pregnant. After you have that baby, you go to the doctors with that baby once every month for a year. Okay, and then after that, they tell you when you have to come in all the way up until your child is like 5 or 6. And then you start doing like 1 year physicals, right? I got a doctor's appointment tomorrow with Ari for her physical and she's 8. Is that man that you married or you're in a relationship?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With a man that's going to take your children to doctor's appointment or your baby to doctor's appointment so you can rest or you can go do something or you can go to work. Most men do not take upon that act. I've seen some men do it. And unfortunately, you can tell a lot of men don't do it enough, because when women are sitting in the lobby of a doctor's office with their children and they see a man in there with a baby, they're just like, damn. Whatever woman has that man as a partner or a husband, she's lucky. Because they can barely get their kid's father to show up or even take off time to do that. Tomorrow, I have to drop off one kid at school, wake one kid up that's not going to school because she has a doctor's appointment, work a couple of hours, stop work, go to a doctor's appointment, get somebody to pick the other kid up while I'm at the doctor's appointment. Then when I leave the doctor's appointment with one kid, gotta drive to where that person is to go pick that kid up and then come home. Oh, and then I gotta go to the grocery store to find something to cook for tomorrow. Like, that is my day already, and it's nighttime. And I'm already in my day tomorrow. That's the mind of a mom. That's the mind of a mom that actually parents proactively. Will you be married to a man who will parent proactively? Most men don't. Most men think, oh, you're a woman. You got pregnant. You had a baby. Now do your motherly thing. Being a mother is not in every woman. A woman having a vagina might be on her. A woman having titties might be on her. A woman having an ass might be on her. A woman having long hair or short hair or full lips or nice hands or nice legs or cute feet. You know what I'm saying? Yes, a woman. But every woman who gives birth is not automatically motherly. Some women have to learn it. Some women just don't have it in them. Some women are just not considerate, empathetic, gentle, loving. It's very important to learn about the woman that you are thinking about procreating with. Because how did she grow up? What did she see as far as parenting? What did she experience? Was her parents very affectionate to her? Or was it the opposite? Her parents were not affectionate to her. So she has not a problem, but she's not very affectionate. Or, you know, if you guys have a child and that child needs to be soothed so they can calm down or hugged or, you know, spoken into, you know, giving them their confidence, talking them through things, having patience. If she does not have that while y'all are in a relationship, while y'all are dating, while y'all are in this marriage, why did you think that she was going to automatically get that when she had your baby? There are so many women in relationships right now who men think, oh, she's just having a hard time getting pregnant. When in reality, she's not having a hard time getting pregnant. She doesn't want to be pregnant. She's not having a hard time getting pregnant. After y'all have sex, she takes herself to the CVS, a Walgreens, or she orders these things in rotation, and she gets her a Plan B, and she pops that pill. Okay? And I was taking Plan Bs when it was two pills in the pack. All right? Now it's one pill. And please read that Plan B package carefully, because it has a weight threshold. Okay. All right. There are a lot of women who are in relationships and in marriages right now who are going to abortion clinics multiple times because they do not want to have your baby. And it's not because you're a bad person. It's just because you do not have the personality, or even if you have, especially if you already have kids and she sees how involved you are with those kids and you're not involved enough, she probably doesn't think you're a bad person, but you're not the kind of dad that she would want to have a baby with, because you're not hands-on enough. And if she doesn't bring that up in a conversation, or if you're not easy to talk to understand that, she might just give you the illusion that she cannot be pregnant. And there's, unfortunately, women that say yes to marrying men where they know that they want kids and they already done got rid of their tubes. They already done burnt them off. They know that they cannot have babies, and they don't say nothing. They just have you think that, oh, this might be something wrong with me, why she can't get pregnant. Whole time, she knew she couldn't get pregnant. And I hope no man that wants kids ends up with that woman, but some of y'all do. Some of y'all end up with a woman that gives you this idea that she wants the same thing that you want, and she doesn't. She just likes the lifestyle that you can provide for her. A lot of women do that. Is it shiesty? Yes. Is it horrible? Yes. But a lot of women do it. So be mindful that, yes, some women are beautiful. Some women, y'all have the best of times. It's fun. Some women are, you know, easy to date. Some women are great in a relationship. But just because she's all of those things does not mean that she wants to have your baby. And it sounds horrible to hear, but there's more women today than there were decades ago who are okay with dating, okay with being in a relationship, okay with marrying a man, but they do not want kids. And I think it's okay for people to not want kids, but do not marry someone that you know wants children. Do not be in a long-term relationship with someone you know you will never marry or want to marry or want to have kids with. Because you're lying. You're lying to yourself, you're lying to other people, and you're giving them this false hope. And a lot of people are putting that extra effort into a relationship when you piss them off because they know what their goals are with you. A lot of people put in that extra effort in marriages when y'all have real shit going on because they know what the goal is. And if the goal is not what they want or something close to it, be upfront and stop stealing people's time. Because that's all it is someone being very honest and putting everything on the table that they want out of a relationship or out of a marriage. And you're knowing that you do not want those things and you're sitting up in it. If you know a man wants 6 children, and he doesn't have any, and you say yes to marrying him, and he thinks he's going to have kids with you, and you don't say anything, and then y'all get to a point where you're just like, oh, I don't want kids. Girl, of course he needs to be upset. Of course he's allowed to be upset and be in his feelings, because you knew what he wanted. If a man already has previous kids, and you know he wants kids, and y'all talked about the possibility of having kids together, and you get into that relationship or you get into that marriage and you know in the back of your mind that you do not want to have kids with him or you do not want any more kids, you need to say that. You need to let him know. Because the more you stay there and you be quiet and you give him this idea that that's what you want to, you're stealing someone's time. You're stealing someone's time. You're stealing his time, and you're stealing the time that he could be having with the woman that actually wants to carry his child. It's very selfish. It's very selfish. It's the equivalent to anyone sitting in a relationship or a marriage that knows they do not want the same type of commitment that other person wants. And you will not break up with them. and you will not move out, and you will not move on. You're just dragging this person along until you feel comfortable on letting go. It's selfish, okay? But the reality for men out here is, yes, there are beautiful women who could carry babies, but do not want to carry babies, do not want to have your children, do not care to see themselves as mothers. And there's nothing wrong with that woman. She's just not the woman for you if that's what you want. Okay? And if a woman has in her mind that if she has a baby, she doesn't want to work and she wants to be a stay-at-home mom, but she wants a nanny, she wants someone to cook, she wants someone to clean, she doesn't want to have to do everything by herself and blah, 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 blah. If you know you cannot provide that life for her and you know that's something she's aiming for and then that's when she'll have a kid, do not continue to move seriously in that relationship and let that woman know, hey, I can't provide all of that. That will not be your lifestyle if we have a kid. This is what I'm envisioning. I will work. You will work. We will have a child. Maybe one of our parents will be there. Please have a conversation with that. Okay. Are your parents in good health? Okay. Do you have other friends that have kids around the age that your kids would be? Or are they also planning to have kids? Like, being a parent, you have to have a team. Whether you're single, married, divorced, you have to have a team. I had a team of people when it came to having Anya. Her dad was not really involved like he needed to be. Her dad's still not involved like he needs to be, and she's 11. But that wasn't like at the time. When I made that decision, it wasn't something I knew for sure that he was going to be involved. I'm just like, count him out. You know what I'm saying? If he shows up, it's a cherry on top. If he doesn't, I'm going to thug it out. And that's basically what it's been. He never had the personality of follow through. He never gave me the vibe of commitment. You know what I'm saying? And it shows with his other children. But I had friends that made sure I had what I need. I had a family that made sure I had what I need. My mom lived with me for like almost 3.5 years and kept Anya with her and stayed at my house. And, you know, Anya could have that bonding. Anya was reading when she was like 3, you know, because my mom was great at teaching kids. Anya could have full conversations with you because I had help, right? I didn't have to come out of pocket for daycare very early with Anya. I didn't have to worry about how I'm going to feed Anya all the time. I had family around me. I had friends around me. I had a village. A lot of women today are not going to have that village, and that's the reality of it, because there's not a lot of women that will be your age at the time when you have kids who will be available for to give you advice. There's a lot of grandparents that are not there anymore. There's a lot of grandparents who have to actually work just like you do. So there's all of these things that tell women you don't have the support to be the mother that you want to be. So maybe having a baby right now is a dumb decision. Okay. And that is why a lot of women today do not want your kids. It's not directly you sometimes. It could be society is telling women you don't have the support. We don't care. We barely want to give you maternity leave. We're not going to pay you enough to take care of yourself and a baby. We expect you to take that baby to the doctors. We expect you to be able to drop that baby off. We expect you to be at work at 9 o'clock. We expect you to be able to carry this workload. We expect you to be able to take care of your man, please your man, look good for your man while you just got spit up on and shitted on by your baby. We expect you to be happy all through this. And that man just wants to pose in the picture.
She Gets a Pod will be right back after this message. It's fall again. Everyone's going to be bundled up, hiding inside, under their coziest sweaters, under their favorite throw, watching their favorite show. Because most people like fall, like me. You're supposed to be with people you care about, people you love, people who make you laugh. But what if you don't have those people? That returning dark cloud might be back. You don't feel in the mood for fun. You're missing people because, you know, you just don't want to be the victim again. You don't want to be the reason why everybody's sad or everybody stops having their fun because you're feeling a certain type of way. So you're quiet about it. But some of us need professional help that can be found on our phones or online. And when you're looking for that, you can always check out our sponsor, BetterHelp, and see what options you have to speak to someone and be heard, because we all have things that we're carrying that's a bit heavier than the next person. And usually fall time, when it gets a bit darker, when less people are available because their schedules are so busy, we need someone to talk to. So if you're looking for a safe place to just have someone to talk to who can professionally help you with the tools to work through your thoughts and feelings, try our sponsor, www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get 10% off your first month. So stop worrying and get the help you need today. Now back to the show.
Sure, with his family. Girl, I understand, but do not sit up in a relationship with a man and lie to him about the fact that, yes, I can't wait to have kids with you, because a lot of these women do not want to have your kids. A lot of these women will look at your previous kids and be like, hell nah, and smile in that picture and tell you I love you tonight and kiss you in the morning and make the best breakfast for you and give you the best blowjobs and ride that dick really good. But if you nut, oh, she's getting rid of that. She's cleaning that up. Okay? So gone are the days of thinking your money is going to make a woman want to have your child. Gone are the days of thinking your house, your car, the trips, the ring, the access will make a woman want to have your child. Some women know that the relationship is temporary when it starts. Some women feel that this is going to be my first marriage or my second marriage. Some women, they know. Just like some men know, if this is my wife within the first 3 months of meeting a woman, a lot of men know those things, and a lot of women know if they see you as being the father to their children. And sometimes women will have children with you, and it has nothing to do about who you are. It's more so about why do they want to have a child. And unfortunately, all children suffer from the decisions of two people making good or bad decisions in this life. But men, do not make the mistake of carrying a woman throughout a relationship that knows deep down that she doesn't want to have your children. Okay? Some women do have fertility issues, but a lot of women are just taking Plan Bs or getting an abortion and they do not want to have your kids. But they do not have the balls to tell you, I do not want to have your kids. I just want to be here and look pretty. On your boat, in your car, in your house, on the gram, on the TikTok. And that's the reality of most women today. They do not want your babies. They just want them to look nice next to you and make other bitches feel away and make their exes feel away. And deep down inside, you're a prop. Hate to say it. Deep down inside, that woman knows that you are a prop. Okay? And it's unfortunate. My name is Shan. Do not be mad at me. I'm just out here giving y'all what it is. Thank you so much for listening. If you would like to support this podcast, y'all know. ShammyPotting.com or the Shammy Potting Spot Shop. Or you can donate right to this show on Red Circle in the show notes. I appreciate you, and I will be back with another truth, another answer to another question. Thank you so much for listening to She Gets a Pod and supporting season 24. This is not all of y'all, but it's most of y'all. Just saying. Sorry.